Revelation, the Final Frontier, Part 2, Signs of the End. Amidst the excitement and debate surrounding the last day's signs, there are false prophets with false signs creating flutters. What does the Bible say? The Bible says it is not an isolated event that gives us the clue. The last days are symbolized by an entire ecosystem, a series of events, natural and human powers occurring together. As God's salvation message continues to penetrate the ends of the earth, God launches the next phase of his plan to regather Israel and rule from the Holy Land, Jerusalem. While the actual dates in the Revelation timeline are not revealed, parallel and sequential events are indicated. The events in the book of Revelation are more or less sequential. There are also passages which could cover a wider breadth of time, such as chapter 12. Multiple events and scenes on heaven and earth may cause haze, resulting in different viewpoints. Let us maintain the big picture presented and not get locked in on minor hypothetical differences. The Revelation sequel starts with the church age in chapters 1 to 3. This begins from AD 30 onwards after the death of Christ. This is followed by the signs of the end, the Great Tribulation, Rapture, and Second Coming, Revelation chapter 4 to 18. The eventful Great Tribulation covers a brief period of around 7 years, and the Second Coming of Christ occurs within the period. Some theologians debate where the rapture is placed. In fact, the first resurrection occurs at least thrice. The rapture is probably the second occurrence. The first time it occurs is at the time of Jesus' death, Matthew 27. The second time is when saints, dead then living, are snatched up in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians and 1 Thessalonians 4. Towards the beginning of the Great Tribulation, this snatching up is what is usually identified with the rapture. And thirdly, the remaining saints who have stuck through or come to Christ during the tribulation towards the end are also resurrected, Revelation 24. The millennial kingdom, or the thousand-year rule of Christ on earth, is described in Revelation 90 and the first part of Revelation 20. Judgment is spoken of in Revelation 20, second half. The new heavens and earth, the new age, is introduced in Revelation 21. Towards the end of the church age, we witness the regathering of Israel, which occurred in May 14, 1948. This is prophesied in several places, including Isaiah 11, 27 and 66. On this date, the nation was reborn. Signs prior to the end of the age, Revelation 6 and 7, are characterized by seven seals. These signs include degeneration, deception of people, 2 Timothy 2, 2 Thessalonians 2. The gospel preached throughout the world to every tribe and nation, Matthew 24, Revelation 7. Signs in heavenly bodies, the earth, the sun and moon darkened, stars falling, powers shaken, etc. Matthew 24, 29 to 32. These occur simultaneously. Do we see the spiritual state around us? Are we preparing ourselves and others for not only the real life, but the gloriously perfect life ahead of us?